morning, it's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
And after a while, and by and by, look through the oven window. You see the cake that was flat begin to rise up. I'm trying to tell us that he has made us some promises that we, praise God, will also keep, because he is the one that made the promises. God has his eyes on you. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, it may not seem like it. It seems like I'm all by myself. Seems like I'm going through this mess by myself. But God got his eyes on you. Praise God, he got his eyes on you. And he's going to take care of you. That's one thing I like about that song, that they're saying that God will take care of us. And he will. But let me get out of here this morning. I said that the text showed us God's immutability. The fact that his love will never change. I said the text showed us God's incarnation. Praise God, I'm talking about he became God in the flesh. And he said through his words that anybody that I put in my hand, the devil in hell cannot pluck him out. Praise God, I've talked about the fact that he's provided for us, because we see his provisions, we see his guidance, and we see his care. But there's one other thing that I see in the text as I get ready to close, and that is we see God's prophetic truth. Because if you look at verse 17 and verse 18, I won't read it all. All is telling us that God is going to restore Israel. And in that restoration, they are going to be much better than what they were in the past. They're going to be so good and going to be so observant of others. It's just going to be like a bride who has some bridal ointments that's going to be set out on display. I'm trying to tell us that God loves us, and he'll never in his life forget about us. He'll never in his life forsake us. Praise God. Oh, Lord, I got to preach this. You see, praise God, he does the same thing for his church. In fact, praise God, we have even a better future. We have a brighter future than what Israel had. When we consider what he has promised us, can I tell you something that he promised us? I'm talking about the church. You are the church. I am the church. Let me tell you some things that he promised us. I won't read all of the text, but I got to give you some things and some scriptures. The first thing that he promised that he was going to return and that he's going to claim us as his own. If you want a scripture about that, look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18. He promised, praise God, to return and to claim us for himself. But the second thing I see in here is that he promised to prepare prepare a place for us. Oh, y'all know the text. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Praise God, neither let it be afraid. Praise God, because in my Father's house there are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there ye may be also. But another promise, praise God, he promised to wipe away all tears from our eyes. Let me see the hands of those in here. You have had to cry sometime, but praise God, he promised to wipe away all the tears from your eyes. You find that in Revelation chapter 21 verse 4. But not only that, he promised to take us to a great wedding in the clouds. If you don't mind, let me read this verse. Revelation chapter 19, praise God, verse 7 and 8. Look what he says. He let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has he made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. That's you and I, praise God. Hallelujah, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, he said, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage, praise God, supper of the Lamb. What am I trying to tell us? One day there's going to be a great wedding. There's going to be a great wedding feast. And if you got your fine linen on, if you got your white clothes on, that's righteousness, you will be invited to the marriage. In fact, you are going to be a part of the marriage. But the last thing that he promised, that's why it's good to go through scripture. Praise God, he promised us a honeymoon that is out of this world. You'll find that in Revelation 22 verses 1 through 6. Go back and read it. I'll just read a portion of it. And he said, and there shall be no light there. And they, praise God, they need no candles, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God gives them light. Saying are the faithful and true. And the Lord God of his holy prophets sent angels to show unto thy servants these things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he, praise God, that keep the saying of the prophecy of this book. In other words, he was letting Israel know, I'm going to take you back. Praise God, regardless of how many idols that you worship, regardless of how much sin that you did, you are in fact my people. And there will be a great wedding feast, and there will be a great honeymoon between you and I. But as I close this morning, I said at the outset that we are never forsaken or forgotten. Regardless of how bleak and how dark things may be, just remember who God is. In all of your going through, in all of the things that you're going through, in all of the sickness that you're going through, in all of the problems that you're going through, just remember there is a God who sits high and he's looking low, and he knows everything that we are going through. And it may be bleak, But praise God, he's right there in the midst. Can I call one witness? I remember there were three boys by the name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, put into a fiery furnace. They had no idea whether or not they were going to make it or not. But one thing that they did know, they said that we'll never bow down to any other God. And when they threw them in the fiery furnace, praise God, I believe it was King Nebuchadnezzar, right, said, didn't we throw in three? But praise God, I see a fourth one. Who is the fourth one? Can I tell you who he was? He was the one who donned the cross across his shoulder. He was the one who walked up a hill called Calvary. He was the one whose hands were pierced. He was the one whose side was pierced. He was the one that they put in a grave, who stayed there 3 days and three nights. But he also was the one who got up early one Sunday morning and declared that I got all power in my hand. Never forsaken, never forgotten. Praise God, if you are a child of God, and I know sometimes you may feel as though, it may appear as though you are all alone. Can I remind you today, God knows. He is watching your wall. He's watching everything that goes on in your life. And he's there just telling you and I, keep your faith in me. Keep your faith in me. I don't care how bad it looks. Keep your faith in me. Praise God. There might be somebody here this morning. Might be here today. And you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And you want to say, Lord, a pastor, preacher, I want to get to know Jesus. One who I know will be with me through thick and thin, because he promised that he'll never, ever, 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 never, ever forsake me, that he will never forget me. And let me tell you something. You talking about a promise we all ought to walk with our chest out, stuck out, to know that we have a Lord, we have a God.